you get Senator, this is John Ehrlich, why don't you get Senator Howard Baker for me, please?
Yes, sir.
No, I can hold if you want.
The office, but she says she'll try to locate him momentarily.
And what, have him call?
Yes, sir. I'm going to wait myself. I'll find out whether you want.
I'll wait too. I've got a report back.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Floyd.
Howard? Yeah, John. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. The vice president talked with the president today, and the president in turn asked me to call you about the concern that apparently you expressed to the vice president. Suggested that I suggest to you that perhaps you and Senator Ervin would sit down with me and talk through the concerns that the select committee has. Hope that we could work out some kind of a mutually agreeable procedure.
All right.
Now, our problem is that we're supposed to take off for this two meeting out in California tomorrow noon.
Yeah, Ervin's not going to be back till next week anyway.
He's gone.
His brother died. His funeral is today.
Oh.
He said he wasn't coming back until Sunday night.
I see. Now, I can wait around here till next week, or I could talk to you now, and...
No, I think really, in view of the sensitivity of it, you know, and you know, the like, that you really ought to do it. We ought to give some thought to how to approach it.
Okay,
John, and my preference would be, if you don't mind, that you call Ervin. You're going to California this week?
We're supposed to go tomorrow.
And be back when?
Well, we're supposed to be gone all next week.
All right. I don't think it's that big a rush, frankly.
Right.
I think if you don't mind, that you might call Ervin from wherever you are
mm-hmm.
on Monday and tell him that you and I talked today and that I suggested that you wait until he got back and then contact him directly and that we negotiate a time and a way to get together. Now, he may say that he's disinclined to do that because we ran into a buzzsaw and he and I met with Kleindienst and Lowell Riker, you know, and others to the task about making agreements in their absence. On the accessibility of FBI raw data, you
I say, yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure what Ervin's attitude will be, except that I would report that his sensibilities are still all right, and he wants to try to be civil and decent. So if that accords with your ideas, why don't you call Ervin Monday?
I'll do it.
Feel free to tell him that we talked today, and I suggested that I'll be here, so someone can follow on and let me know what's decided then.
Well, you'd be available to meet with us jointly, I take it. Okay, and that would be, of course, preferable from our standpoint.
Well, it'd be preferable from mine, too, but, you know, whatever you all negotiate is fine with me.
I see. Okay, but you think that's the first step as a way to proceed?
Yeah, I think that is. And it
all right.
May be that the contact won't produce a conference. It may be it produces an alternative suggestion by Ervin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Okay.
It gets the best first.
Well, we'll open conversations Monday then. And if you think, if my availability to you would serve any purpose, I'm available.
By the same token, I'm available.
Okay. I have had vibrations that you were concerned that you didn't have anybody that you could, you know, talk to down here. And if that's so, and you wish to, I'm available to you.
No, that's not quite right. The vibration I got was emanating was that I, to be frank, John, and I'm not being critical, I was afraid that nobody's really in charge.
Mm-hmm.
I kept getting information and feedback from three or four different sources, and it suddenly dawned on me no one person's calling me shot.
I get you.
Well, that's what concerned me.
You will probably continue to get that sense of it because there are a great many people who are sort of first-party concerned around
it. Somebody, John, really, somebody needs to be in a position to have the broad overview of every piece of this puzzle.
Well, I apparently, as of this afternoon, I'm the fall guy.
I'm delighted.
And I don't know what's gone before, but the president said that he listened to the vice president loud and clear, and he called me in and said, I'd like you to get into this, reason for this telephone call.
Okay. Incidentally, to reiterate what I'm sure your other conversation had already reflected, I have grave doubt that what the vice president described to me will float.
Mm-hmm.
But we can talk about
mm-hmm.
it in a more appropriate time.
Well, that's the reason we've got to talk, I guess, is to find out.
Feel free anytime, John.
Thank you very much, Howard. I appreciate it.
Yeah.